Live from San Diego, it's the David Spoon Experience on KPRZ, 1210 AM KPRZ.
Welcome back to the David Spoon Experience, local, national, and heavenly talk. I'm your host, David Spoon. Thank you for joining us here at KPRZ, 1210 AM in San Diego, California. If you want to reach the show, you can do so by sending an email to davidspoon@kprz.com. I've been getting emails lately, very, very encouraging emails. Keep them coming. I really appreciate them. I also get emails that are not always encouraging, so those that want to be encouraging, keep being encouraging.
Punch the keys, for God's sake.
Thank you. Facebook, go there and type in the David Spoon Experience. Like it and or make a comment. Don't like it or don't make a comment or, in fact, don't go there at all. Also, follow us on Twitter at Spoon Experience because... Ouch, man. Oh, the Sean Connery.
You don't react well to bullets.
Yeah, that was a good one right there. Hey, I want to just mention this briefly to everybody. I just want everybody to make sure they understand that Bible League International is working with us, and we're working with them, trying to get more Bibles to people who don't have them. And that's so we support that a hundredfold. You can call 1-800-YES-WORD. That's 1-800-YES-WORD. Or the cool thing, which I like that they did this, or is that you can also go to 1-800-YES-WORD.com for opportunity to learn what's going on. There's a bunch of Christians who are being persecuted who are not asking to be delivered. They're asking for more Bibles, and we want to support that. We want to support Bibles going everywhere, no matter what. And people don't understand that here in America, we got lots and lots and lots and lots of Bibles. They don't have that all over the world. So you go to 1-800-YES-WORD.com or call 1-800-937-9673 for Bible League International and get more information on it. It's very cool. If you have any questions, you're more than welcome to email me or call the station. Okay. So many things to cover, so little time. Those were some strong DDDs, by the way. I got to say, even for me, I thought that they were important. A couple things to tell you that you'll find relatively amazing. We did the DDDs, as you guys are aware, and we're going to do some more DDDs, and we're going to do a giveaway. Are we going to do the giveaway this segment or next segment? You want to do it this segment? Oh, let's do it this segment. Okay, hold on. All right, that means I got to find a trivia question. Oh, wait, I have one. Wow, that was fast. What are we giving away? You want to give away the Charles Stanley book, the new book?
David, we're going to be giving away a Charles Stanley book.
Why are you talking like that? Do you get some cotton balls in your mouth? You're giving away some Charles.
I just
Stanley.
Went to the dentist, David.
Oh, you just went to the dentist, and now you're talking like this, and we're giving away a Charles.
That's my
Stanley
very
book.
Bad Sean Connery impersonation.
Oh, that's what that was. Oh, you're right. How about that? Let's see the deal on the book. It's the emotions book, right? That's emotions. Confront the lies. Conquer it with truth. That's right. I love that. Now, that's one thing I like about Charles Stanley. I will say this. He's got it so definitive, and I really agree with this part of it. I believe the Word of God is the truth. I believe that the Word of God, I'm not one of those people that freaks out. It's got to be the King James or it's got to be this. I don't. I think God's so much more powerful than man messing up translation. I care less. I mean, my God's so big. He just speaks, and then the universe is created. Freak out. Okay, sorry. Okay. You know, when I'm doing my own stuff and then my own sound liners are coming in, I don't know what to think. Anyway, so what he really does is understands that the Word of God is the truth. And one of the biggest things that people miss is that Satan, now listen to this, Satan, an evil being, not a concept, an evil being, Scripture says, deliver us from the evil one, not evilness. Anyway, and he goes around like a roaring lion. Roar! And what do lions do? They scare people. Paralyze you with fear. Well, they scare their prey, I should say, not people. Anyway, so he understands that the Word of God, the truth, is how you defeat the lies of Satan. Like, that's really good. So we're going to give away one of his books. It's called Emotions, Confront the Lies, Conquer with Truth. Exactly what happened when Jesus had his confrontation with Satan. Thank you very much. But first, we got to do a trivia question, so I guess I'll ask one. I guess that's a good idea, too, huh? Wow. Which church was called, did Jesus say that they were lukewarm? Which church did Jesus... Which church did Jesus say was lukewarm?
Is it the Church of Skywalker?
No. And it's in the book of Revelation. So it's you got a 1 in 7 chance with me telling you that. You got to call 866-K-PRAISE, 866-577-2473. That's 866-K-PRAISE, 866-577-2473. If you can tell me what church that Jesus referenced was lukewarm. What church did he call lukewarm in the book of Revelation? 1-866-K-PRAISE, 1-866-577-2473 for a free copy of Charles Stanley's book, Emotions. What did I just do with that copy? The Emotions book. Is that a good way to say it? You want to help me out there? Emotions book, Conquer the Lies, Overcome the Lies. What's the name? I just told you what it was. Confront the Lies, Conquer with Truth. Sorry, my bad. Confront the Lies, Conquer with Truth. I can't believe I did that incorrectly.
Dave, you might want to get a handle on your emotions.
Freak out! Do-do-do-do-do-do. Okay, sorry. Anyway. Freak out! Okay, sorry. Back to the dust with thee. I like that one. That's one of my favorite. Back to the dust with thee. It's very, it is very King James-ish, though. It's got that feel, right? Okay. All right, so which church was called lukewarm? I'll let you answer that. That's for a Charles Stanley book. 866-K-PRAISE, 866-577-2473. I want to tell you something that happened yesterday and the day before. I don't know if you're familiar with the person or not. Megyn Kelly is a Fox News person. And she had a new show that goes on right after Bill O'Reilly. And there's some big rating controversies. There's some big rating controversies that took place because on Monday, her show did very, very well beating the competition. But on Tuesday, it did twice as good. Twice as good. So the people at MSNBC said there's a lie. There's something wrong. And I want to talk about that process and what was really going on there because there's a lot of deception taking place. We got somebody on the line?
We do. We have Pamela on the line, David.
Okay. Pamela, are you there with us?
Yes, I am. How are you doing?
I'm doing terrific. How are you doing?
I'm doing blessed, and I thank you.
Thank you very much for calling the show.
Okay, you're welcome.
All right, here we go. You feeling pretty good? Have you heard the show a couple times before?
Yes, I have,
okay.
Yep.
That's very brave of you to keep listening.
I love it. I love to hear you.
Oh, God bless you, sister. I appreciate that. All right, here we go. You ready? Here it is. Which church in the book of Revelation did Jesus tell them that they were lukewarm?
Laodicea.
That is correct, ma'am. You are a winner.
Spoon.
All right. Yay. God bless it. Praise God. Okay.
Nice job. So here's what we're going to do. I'm gonna keep talking for a little bit, and then Robo Producer, do you want to get her information right now? And then I'll keep talking for a little bit, and then we're going to get that book and you connected, and then you'll have that opportunity to have that book for free. Good job.
Thank you so much. God bless you.
God bless you. Now, do me a favor. Hang on the phone. Don't hang up. It'll sound like it's clicking, but don't go anywhere. Stay right there, and Robo Producer will grab you, okay? All right. Awesome job. Excellent, excellent. Good job by Pamela. Excellent, 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 excellent. Here we go. All right. So what I want to do is I want to get back to this story because there's some things, you know, there's some things that are just – I got to point them out. I just have to do it. Don't get mad at me. So Megyn Kelly has this show, and it debuts last week. And the first day of the show, it does really well. The second day of the show, here's the irony, it does even better, okay, which is very bizarre to most people. So MSNBC President Phil Griffin said he wants an investigation because there's no way that the show that Megyn Kelly did can do better on Tuesday, the day after the launch, than it did on Monday, the day of the launch, right? That sounds pretty normal, right? He's lying, okay? He's lying. Here's what happened, okay? On Monday, during the day, because they knew the television show was coming on, they knew Megyn Kelly's television show was coming on, and it was going to be competing against Rachel Maddow's show, okay? MSNBC sent out a text and an email saying that the Rachel Maddow show was going to make an announcement that was going to change everything in cable television, And everybody had to tune in because it was going to be the biggest game changer there was. So they sent that out on Monday before the shows went to air. So all these people, including people that would never watch Rachel Maddow, tuned in to hear what the big announcement was. You know what the big announcement was? Nada. There was no announcement. There was nothing. It was a lie. And they did it to boost the ratings on Monday. So when people realized that there was nothing there, on Tuesday they went back to their regular watching practices. And that's why Megyn Kelly's show beat Rachel Maddow's show on Tuesday 2-1, because everybody had figured out there's nothing to listen to here. There's nothing to look for here. Here's the sneaky part. They lied. MSNBC lied, demanding an investigation, saying, we don't know what's going on. How can that be possible? It's impossible. It's not impossible. They put out press releases or emails and texts to their followers saying it was the biggest announcement going to take place on our show. There was no announcement. This tells you how deep the deception is in the media. You got me? All right. We're going to take a break. I want you to hear that because that's just sneaky stuff. Don't like that stuff. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience. I'm your host, David Spoon, right here on KPRZ, 1210 a.m. in San Diego. When we come back, news, DDDs, and what's in history today.
You're something that you never had. Tell a friend about the David Spoon Experience. KPRZ, 1210 a.m., KPRZ.
Jersey Mike's Subs, authentic East Coast style subs since 1956. Get your cold sub Mike's way with onions, lettuce, tomatoes, red wine vinegar, and olive oil. Or a real Philly cheesesteak hot off the grill. Jersey Mike's, voted best sub in San Diego. Always fresh sliced and grilled. Now serving in El Cajon.
Attention KPRZ listeners, the following is a very important announcement from Jason Barth of Park Place Funding.
It couldn't be a better time to take advantage of this market because right now the rates on a 30-year fix are at a 4.375, and that's at no cost, and that's having closing costs paid for it, and you can also have your taxes and your insurance paid for as well. We're also doing VA loans, FHA loans, VA loan with zero down at no cost of a 3.875, that's a 30-year fix, as well as FHA, 3.5 down at a 3.875, also a 30-year fixed at no cost. Anytime's a good time to give me a call at area code 949-282-8428, and looking forward to meeting you.
Call Jason Barth with Park Place Funding today, 949-282-8428. For more information on Park Place Funding, you can also go to parkplacefunding.net, 949-282-8428. Park Place is a DBA of Shoreline, NMLS number 242862, 949-282-8428.
Here's today's market update with KPRZ financial editor, certified financial planner Marty Schneider, the retirement professor.
Good afternoon. Here's today's Wall Street report. The U.S. stock market fell today on concerns that a budget deal is unraveling at the House. The Dow Jones average was down 133 points today at 15,168. On the blue chips, the NASDAQ down another 21 points at 3794 on the high techs. And the S&P down 12 points, 1698. All three of the major indexes lower on this Tuesday. I want to remind you, friends, if you don't have your own long-term retirement plans in place, that's exactly the kind of work that I do for my clients each and every day. IRAs, Roth IRAs, rollovers, 401ks, inheritance planning, and of course, most importantly, retirement income planning. Call me to get your free consultation with me. The office number here is 800-727-PLAN. Make sure you ask for my brand new book. It's called Retirement Rescue. I am the retirement professor, Marty Schneider. Call me for your free consultation, 800-727-PLAN. That's 1-800-727-PLAN.
Did you know that the Earth was created only 6,000 years ago? Hi, my name is Tom Cantor, president of Scantibodies Laboratory and the Creation and Earth History Museum in Santee. I'd like to invite you to visit our new Age of the Earth exhibit, which provides scientific evidence that confirms the true historical count of the world. The Age of the Earth cave showcases rare minerals, scientific data with explanations demonstrating a young Earth biblical position from carbon 14 chlorine, helium argon, and other radioisotope data, all within an underground cavern, along with 10 compelling evidences for a young Earth. Come to the world's first creation museum, where scientific and historical observations make the creator an unavoidable issue. Open Monday through Saturday from 9 to 6, and admission is free. Call us at 619-599-1104, 619-599-1104, or visit us at creationsd.org.
You're listening to the David Spoon Experience on K-Praise, 1210 AM, KPRZ.
What's the name?
Last night I took a walk after
dark. Oh, I'm on the air. I'm on the air. This is the air? Oh, is this air?
That is air, and your name is David.
Oh, okay. Welcome back to the David Spoon Experience, local, national, and heavenly talk. I'm your host, David Spoon. Thank you for joining us here at KPRZ, 1210 AM in San Diego, California. California. Like that? Quick weather? Nice. Quick weather? Not too bad. Send me an email if you want. Okay, great. Is it Jeff that's on the line? Jeff, how you doing, man?
How you doing, David? I'm doing good.
I'm doing great, man. I'm having a great day. Gotten some really nice emails from people, so it's really kind of a blessing. So doing well, man. I'm still trying to recover from my $1,300 bill that I wasn't anticipating, but somehow I feel the Lord will get me through it.
I can relate to bills that are really big.
Yeah, we were looking for 500. It came in at 1,800. It was like, ooh. It's like, wow, that's a moment to really have. And I'm telling you, I don't think I handled it all that well, but eventually I did. So, I mean, that's making progress right there.
Anyway, I have one question. It was yesterday. I wasn't able to get to you. So,
okay, no problem. Fire away.
Okay, so I'm... You had somebody in there has a ministry that I guess goes to churches and lectures on saved by grace and not by works, correct?
It's probably 50 ministries, I think, that do that. But you're talking about Tullian, who we had on, which was Billy Graham's grandson.
Oh, that was Billy Graham's grandson?
Yeah.
Yeah, so I guess my question to you is, most all men believe that we have to do something to get saved, right?
I think so, I don't think all men think that. I think that there's a lot of people that think that it's an earned situation, and there's a lot of people that think it's beyond the scope of being earned and has to be received.
Right. So almost everybody that I have talked to almost believes that you have to, like, earn it somehow, like not sin anymore or areas that you're struggling in. And then you guys were saying, like, if we struggle in sin in certain areas, we're saved by grace, even if we never conquer that sin or get that thorn out of our flesh, correct?
Yeah, how I would say it is this. So I'd rephrase it. I'd say it a tad bit differently than the way you just put it. I would say this. A person who's struggling with sin, who is a Christian, a believer, believes that Jesus Christ died on the cross, was buried, rose 3 days later, and is coming back again. The gospel, according to even as Paul did a synopsis of it in Romans 15, 1, 2, and 3, or John 3:16, God so loved the world, he gave his only begotten son that whosoever should believe in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. And then there's a group of people, of Christians, who go through and they're struggling with sin, trying to overcome it. And I would take the position that if you're not a Christian, you could care less. You don't care that you're struggling with sin. Who cares?
That's
if you're
true.
If you're a Christian and you're trying to overcome sin and you're not overcoming it and you're working on it, that doesn't mean that tomorrow, by the grace of God and the empowerment of God and the wisdom of God, that you won't have that breakthrough at that moment. I mean, it clearly in Hebrews it says, let's lay aside every sin that besets us. Romans chapter 6 makes it very clear that judicially we can overcome sin. There's no question about it. And I think some people struggle through that process. But non-Christians don't care. Only Christians care. Why would you care if you're a non-Christian?
I agree. So the thing is, and I'm more like where I was at when I was backslidden. It was hard to believe that I was still saved when I wasn't walking with Christ, or I didn't look nothing like a Christian or an example of a Christian at all in that time.
Okay. And so do you think if you'd perished or died during that time, you would have went to hell?
Well, as I'm walking again, as I read and learn, I believe now I was saved, but at that time when I wouldn't have believed that I was saved. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I do know what you mean, because sin in and of itself creates a separation between us and God. Now, it might not create a judicial separation, but it certainly creates a relational separation. So when you're going through that process, you're feeling and you are in relationship a million miles from God, but it might not change. And this is the debate between people who walk in understandings of justification, sanctification, and glorification. Your sin might not disavow or negate your genuine belief in the gospel. And look what happened to you post your backsliding. Now you're like, now it's different. I know, but that's the point. The point is that God never gives up on us, doesn't quit on us, even when we feel like there's nothing to go for. And all, God is, I think the argument to me really comes down to whose salvation is it? And when you say, well, it's my salvation to seize, or is it God's salvation to give? And if he gives it, does he give it away like frivolously? Does he cast his pearls before swine? I think he knows, even if you're going to backslide, he's going to pull you back. So, you know, that's the struggle. I agree, though, that it certainly must seem like when you're in that place, he's a million miles away and there's no way you're going in.
Right.
I mean, I would agree. That's how it feels.
And now that I'm walking, most of the time I talk to most of the other brothers. Of course, then I go to my church, but out on the streets, most of them believe that you have to earn it somehow.
Yeah, the problem with the earning...
I don't know how they really believe that, but it sounds like they believe that.
Yeah, and the problem with that is then there's just a couple of major points there that are very important. You're qualifying yourself, or you're saying, I'm good enough for God. The problem there is Isaiah chapter 64, where it says, all our righteousness is as filthy rags before the eyes of God. So all our good stuff still isn't good enough. I mean, it's just not good enough. And I think what it comes down to is Ephesians, when you get into Ephesians 2, 8, and 9, it's by grace you're saved through faith, not of works. I think what people think is, well, does that mean I can just sin my brains out? Well, if your salvation's genuine, you would struggle with that. You would not want to do that, okay? I mean, that's what I'm saying. In other words, somebody who's really saved and struggles with sin cries before the Lord and says, help me. I need help.
Right.
Somebody who doesn't.
Because right now, I don't want to sin at all.
Yeah, exactly.
I'm totally turned away.
Right, and that's the Holy Spirit doing the work in you.
Flee temptation, I run, I do whatever it takes.
Got it.
It's not that I'm saying I'm perfect by no means, but...
That's right, brother. Neither am I. I'm not perfect either.
I just wanted to ask you that question.
You got it, brother. Thank you, man. I appreciate you calling.
Have a nice
day. Thank you, sir. God bless you. All right, ladies. Okay. Ladies and gentlemen, you're listening to the David Spoon Experience. I'm your host, David Spoon, right here on KPRZ, 1210 AM in San Diego. When we come back, somewhere between news, a DDD, and just being goofy. Don't go anywhere.
You're listening to the David Spoon Experience on K-Praise, 1210 AM, KPRZ.
This hour brought to you in part by Jason with Park Place Funding. Call him today and ask about his special for KPRZ listeners, 949-282-8428.
Hi, this is Randy Bishop, CEO of Varango Solar. Did you know power bills are expected to increase 40% in the next 5 years? That's why I founded Varango Solar and why I'm so proud we are now the number one residential solar installer in Southern California. We make it easy for homeowners to save thousands on their electric bills. All it takes is a five-minute phone call. We'll pull up a satellite image of your roof and tell you right there on the phone if you can switch to solar with no money out of pocket. There are no upfront costs. Because with Varango, you don't pay for the solar panels, you pay for the solar power at a lower rate than your electric utility charges you. And if Varango can't save you money, we won't take your business. You can go solar for zero down. Like Ed Asner says, Varango really has made going solar a no-brainer.
Call Varango Solar at 800-599-0500. A five-minute phone call could save you thousands on your electric bills. 800-599-0500. That's 800-599-0500.
Certain terms and conditions apply. CSLB number 935263.
It's a no-brainer.
Joey, there's an E. coli truck pulling up next door.
Nah, not to worry, doll. That's for the neighbors. These people haven't called nobody. We're the stealth termites. They don't got a clue we're here.
Actually, we do have ways of finding you, Joey. This is Sue Freeze, the termite lady from E. coli. Termites don't always make themselves known. During the summer heat, they like to lay low, but breed a lot. But here at E. coli, our expert, experienced inspectors know what to look for in your attic and foundation. If we find termites, we can use family-friendly, pet-friendly methods like E. coli heat, electric gun, and other non-chemical, along with traditional treatments to get rid of them. So call us for a free estimate at 877-332-BUGS, 877-332-BUGS.
Joey, that E. coli man is walking over here, too.
Wow, that ain't fair. Pack up, doll.
E. coli, powerful termite and pest control, as gentle as a butterfly, and mother-approved, 877-332-BUGS.
You heard Sean Doan on Your Credit Matters with Rondi Lambeth here on KPRZ. You have a lot of financial questions. How can I save for retirement when I have so much debt? How can I protect myself from the IRS? How can I finally make some progress on my second mortgage? What can I do with the real estate I own when I'm upside down? Sean Doan is part of a family law firm that helps families like yours find hope again. You don't have to face these complex issues alone anymore. Make the wise call. Schedule your confidential free consultation with Sean today. Go to Sean's website for more at DoanLaw.com and register for an upcoming seminar. If you need wisdom on your debt situation, call Sean Doan at 760-746-4476. Here's Sean on Your Credit Matters with Rondi Lambeth, weekday afternoons at 6:30. Doan Law, San Diego's largest and best equipped to help your family find hope and freedom again. Call 760-746-4476.
Tell a friend about the David Spoon Experience. KPRZ, 1210 AM, KPRZ.
Welcome back to the David Spoon Experience, local, national, and heavenly talk. I'm your host, David Spoon. Thank you for joining us here at KPRZ, 1210 AM in San Diego, because everybody in San Diego wants to know, only because I want to know, how's it going for the Tigers? They're in the top of the seventh, 0-0 game, one out, one ball, one strike to the batter that's up, just in case you wanted to know. Nobody really cares.
These series are way too close, David.
Yeah, you know, they're too close, and then it's during the show. I mean, you know, at least they could have called and said, hey, we know you're doing a show, and we thought we'd start the game like at 4, and then you can listen on your radio while you're going bumper to bumper while everybody who's texting is magnetized to you. They could have at least done that.
Sports games during traffic is on it. It's the best.
Yeah. Because then you don't pay attention, and you're like, you pay attention to the driver, but you don't pay attention to the drivers. Man, I had a driver the other day. Oh, my God.
Not good, huh?
Oh, let me tell you about this. First of all, let me tell you about the Israel thing. Then I'll tell you about the driver. Then we'll break. But this is, first of all, the trip to Israel. People do not forget 1 year. 1 year. You're like, 1 year from now, how can you plan it? I'm not planning it in fear or worrying about it. In a year from now, unless the Lord comes back. Got it? Unless the Lord comes back, the general approach is we're going to Israel. We're going to go for 10 days. It's going to be a blast. All inclusive. It's $3,800, but it's not what you think. It's not a tour where you're on a bus and they go, look over there, water. Okay, no, it's a real tour where they show you. And Reuven, by the way, thinks he has found the place by the garden where Jesus, he thinks he's got the location. Now, this guy would know, which is why I want to go. I just want to go just to see that place. Greatest prayer ever. If it can pass from me, let it pass from me. If not, thy will be done. Oh, best prayer. Anyway, so the trip is 10 days, exciting, safe, air-conditioned, all-inclusive, all totally cool. You go to salemgoisrael.com, salemgoisrael.com, or call the station, and you can just ask somebody, get some information. They're doing this in payments. You don't have to pay it all at one time. You might want to do it for your pastor, or you might want to do it for a minister, or for friends, or for whatever. Think of it that way. Think about it. I mean, can we give our pastor a totally awesome trip? The wife and I are going, first time ever. So let's see. This October 30th, it'll be 35 years that I'm a Christian. I've never been to Israel. And being born and raised Jewish, that's going to be pretty intense. So I'm just planning on bringing hankies. That's what I want to do. I'm bringing hankies. All right, so let me tell you what happened, and then we'll break, because only you can relate to this in the fullness. The wife and I, you know, budget's not huge because we just made this move and spent every dime we had in the entire world. And so we were eating out. We were splurging. We went to In-N-Out.
Yes.
Okay, we went to In-N-Out, right? Now, apparently, I have a driving problem in the parking lot of In-N-Out. The wife was
that's
driving.
Not hard to believe, because the In-N-Out parking lots, most of the ones I've been to,
terrible, right?
Smallest in the world.
So super small. And so the wife and I are getting ready to turn left to get into the line.
Right.
The line for the burger. You get in the line, and you get in the line, you go through. So the car in front of us is 16 feet behind the car in front of them in line.
I hate that.
And so we couldn't even turn. And then when she does turn and the other cars go forward, that girl, she didn't even move. So the wife had to pull up almost parallel to her just so she didn't get hit from behind. It's just like, it's like you're like going, what happens to your brain when you go into the driving line or the drive-thru? What happened?
Does apparently they were really hungry because they had no brain cells left.
Let's just say the wife was very careful to make sure that I didn't overstep my bounds when I rolled down my window. How's that? You know that guy that rolls down the window and says something?
That's you?
That's me. That's me. And usually it's not Merry Christmas. Just so you can know.
But David, it's July.
Yeah, I'm just telling you. Okay. That's all I'm saying. All right, you're listening to the David Spoon Experience, and I'm your host, David Spoon, right here on KPRZ, 1210 AM in San Diego. Now I want an In-N-Out burger. When we come back, we've got news and history and more stuff we got to cover. Don't go anywhere.
Some of you may be wondering, who is this guy? The David Spoon Experience on KPRZ, 1210 AM KPRZ.
The best Christian music, relevant sermons, and other Christian content easily accessible from anywhere on your laptop, tablet, or smartphone. Visit ChristianRadio.com. That's ChristianRadio.com.
Mark Larson is right on the mark.
Okay, I'll admit it. I hadn't been to the San Diego Symphony in years. That is, until last Saturday night. I was asked by friends who were chairing the opening night gala to MC a portion of the evening's events, including a special dinner and auction. We had some tremendous success raising money for the symphony's educational outreach programs, bringing fine music to our schools, especially the ones that have suffered most with budget cuts. So some 61,000-plus students benefit from symphony programs. But it was the music itself that brought me to some deeper thoughts. As the San Diego Symphony opened the season with some of the best Gershwin classics, I was in the moment, and that's a rarity for me. I'm often tempted to check email, check something else on my phone, think about what I have to do next or tomorrow or next week. I know it's a reflection of our super busy world, and I'm not alone with that kind of thing. But the music played on, the flawless strings soaring, and I was suddenly thinking about the Creator, how God is the inspiration for the best art and music, the creativity that flows from the kind of music that endures decades and even centuries. I was also watching the majestic moves of the maestro, Yahya Ling, internationally renowned director who just happens to be a Christian. It was an awesome evening. No political party on the left or right has a lock on classical music and art, though sometimes I wonder why it's mostly liberals who seem to support it with tangible underwriting. The music from a world-class symphony like San Diego's is worthy of all of our support and enjoyment. I'm Mark Larson on KPRZ 1210 AM.
No one in San Diego wants gophers, rats, or mice on their property. Then the question becomes, do you handle the problem with chemicals or find a natural solution? A government study proved that one nesting pair of barn owls can consume 2,000 gophers, rats, and mice per year, whether they nest in the city or the country. The Barn Owl Box is a green solution to San Diego's rodent problem. Working together, we can stop using poison outside. Poison doesn't control the rodent population in San Diego, but it does make owls very sick. And when their babies ingest poison, they die. Get an owl box made from organic materials and gain real control over rodents on your property. This is an affordable, long-term, natural answer to your problem. Boxes start at just $350. Call Tom at 760-445-2023. Learn more online at barnowlboxes.com. 760-445-2023.
Hi, folks. This is Alan Thicke. I was the dad on a show called Growing Pains, and like all TV dads, I had to teach the kids about handling money. So here goes. If you were ever to find yourself owing the IRS $10,000 or more, you could be looking at wage garnishments, liens, bank levies. You might even lose your home or business. Not good. That's why I'd tell you to call the people at Optima Tax Relief, because there's a new tax debt forgiveness program just announced by the IRS called the Fresh Start Initiative. By calling Optima, you can jump on one of the biggest breaks the IRS has offered in ages. It's huge. You could qualify for a settlement that's 75% lower than before these changes. They're A-rated by the Better Business Bureau, and they even offer a money-back guarantee. Trust me, kids. You can trust these guys.
Call 800-711-5743. That's 800-711-5743. 800-711-5743. Some restrictions apply. For complete details, please visit OptimaTaxRelief.com.
If you suffer from osteoarthritis and knee, shoulder, or back pain, or the debilitating pain of peripheral neuropathy in your feet and legs, then we highly recommend you see the board-certified medical doctors at MedCare Specialty Clinic in Carlsbad. Their doctors and licensed physical therapists specialize in treating pain. Peripheral neuropathy is a medical condition that should be treated by medical doctors only, and you won't believe how welcome you'll feel when you go to see them. The staff at MedCare Specialty Clinic is committed to doing all they can to make you feel welcome and like part of their family while reducing your pain levels, thus allowing you to regain your mobility and the freedom that comes with it. They accept most major insurance plans, including Medicare. So don't be fooled by fancy ads from non-medical doctors promising pain solutions that rarely work. Instead, see the board-certified medical doctors and staff at MedCare Specialty Clinics at 1201 Carlsbad Village Drive in Carlsbad. Call 760-585-9658 to schedule a free assessment today. 760-585-9568.
Football season is finally here, but that doesn't mean you need to bring the mud and dirt from the backyard inside to your carpets. Clean out the dust and dirt from the gridiron left behind with a deep clean for your carpet. Call Zero Res and get the clean your home deserves. After all, your carpets work hard 365 days a year. Think of Zero Res carpet cleaning as a much-needed off day for your carpet. You know of the benefits of alkaline water for your health. Now you can learn how Zero Res, with their patented system, uses powerful alkaline water to make your carpet, tile, and upholstery healthy. Too. You deserve a clean and healthy home and friendly professional staff. That's why everyone says use Zero Res. For the month of October, you can get 3 rooms pre-treated, cleaned, and sanitized for only $129. Call 858-486-4100, 858-486-4100 for the October special, or on the web at ZeroResSanDiego.com. And commercial customers get free quotes. That's 858-486-4100. Call Zero Res today.
Some of you may be wondering, who is this guy? The David Spoon Experience on K-Praise, 1210 AM KPRZ.
Welcome back to the David Spoon Experience, local, national, and heavenly talk. I'm your host, David Spoon. Thank you for joining us here at KPRZ, 1210 AM in San Diego, California. You can reach the show by sending an email to davidspoon@kprz.com. Go to Facebook, type in the David Spoon Experience, like it and or make a comment. Follow us on Twitter at Spoon Experience because...
Yes!
Okay, bad news, Boston 1, Detroit nothing. Not happy about that. This segment brought to you by, that should be, it should be like ongoing until they win the game, Excalibur Roofing and Eric Holloway and our good friends at Excalibur Roofing. 20 years of experience, active member in the BBB, licensed and bonded in over 40 different classifications, and testimonials from people just like you. Bottom line, they preach. It's like approaching, but when they approach it, they're preaching. So they preach it. That's right. Every customer in a different approach to each one, because every situation is different. That's the key. 760-743-8803. 760-743-8803. You know you can go to ExcaliburRoofing.com just to get more information for them in a general sense. All estimates are free. They do new roof construction, old roof replacements, repairs. They do remodeling. They do all that stuff. They even do not new contoury stuff, which I don't even know what that is. Like they change the shape of it or somehow. I don't know. I'll have to have Eric back on so he can explain what that is. 760-743-8803. Our time is tight. And because our time is tight and the Tigers are down by one, so I'm not that happy, let's go over a couple of really important things. Ready? First televised weather report on this day in 1953. You think that's good? That's not bad. Listen to this. You want to hear one of the best ones we've ever done in history? 1860, October 15th, 11-year-old Grace Bedell of Westfield, New York, wrote a letter to presidential candidate Abraham Lincoln suggesting he can improve his appearance by growing a beard. How good is that girl? She might have started the Fashion Network. I mean, that's pretty good. 1917, Mata Hari, World War I spy, was executed by a firing squad in France. 1951, on this day, I Love Lucy, starring Lucille Ball and Desi Arnaz, made its television debut. 1991, Clarence Thomas got a narrow Senate confirmation of his nomination to the Supreme Court, even though he was the first African-American in this, not the first, was he the first one? No, I thought the Clarence Thomas, no, that's it, Clarence Thomas, yeah, I don't know, he was narrow, it was a big fight, remember they were accusing him of sexual this and sexual that was all politics, that's nothing. You want to hear what happened today that's depressing? It's almost like the D-Day, ready? Well, it's not the D-Day, but it's a bad day. Wayne Gretzky topped Gordie Howe's NHL scoring record on this day, 1989. I think I lost a little that day. That day right there, I lost a little. Thank you. Also, for those that don't know, today is White Cane Safety Day. And I didn't know what this was, so I decided, what's White Cane Safety Day? I thought, this is real or whatever. It is real, it's true, and this is what it is. White Cane Safety Day is the national observance in the United States, celebrated October 15th of every year since 1964. The date is set aside to celebrate the achievements of people who are blind or visually impaired, and the important symbol of blindness and tool of independence, the white cane. So it's called the White Cane. Cane Safety Day. I have no problem with that. I think that's totally cool. Right? I mean, they celebrate the white cane. You see the white cane? That's cool. That's, I'm totally for that. Okay. I got to wait on the news story because it's so unbelievable that when I tell it, Robo Producer is going to probably, let's see, you don't have an eject button, do you? In your chair? Okay.
Wow, right. That good, huh?
Yeah, it's that good. You won't believe how good it is. So let
me just... Where's the kaboom? There was supposed to be an earth-shattering kaboom.
Okay, well, there's not an earth-shattering... It's coming. It's coming. I mean, I've got an earth-shattering kaboom. I will say this. What do we got, like 2 minutes left? I do want to do this story. This is 2 minutes. Actually, I can do a DDD. I can squeeze in a quick DDD. I like being DDD.
Yes.
Okay, let's do that. This DDD is called, ready? It's called When the World Attacks. When the World Attacks. You want to write that down. Here's the scripture, and then you don't have to write the rest of it. Just When the World Attacks. Matthew chapter 27, verse 43 says this, referring to people talking about Jesus as he was hanging on the cross. They said this, Matthew chapter 27, verse 43. He has put his trust in God. Let God rescue him now if he wants to rescue him. For he said, I am God's son. Yeah, I added the drama so that you can get the feel for what's going on there. So here's what happened. Jesus hanging on the cross and people are walking by and they're insulting him. Even though he's hanging on that cross because he loves people. and they're insulting him, but he's just hanging on the cross because he loves people. And they go, he has put his trust in God. Let God rescue him now if he wants to rescue him. For he said, I am God's son. So they're sitting, hey, he trusts in God, they said about Jesus mockingly. Let's see if God helps him, they said about Jesus mockingly. Does God even like him? What if he doesn't want to help him? They asked mockingly. He claims to be the son of God, a child of God, they said mockingly. You know who that's in reference to besides Jesus? You. Uh-oh. What? Did you just drop a serious line on me? Yeah. You trust in God and the world mocks you. They want to see if God's going to help you. So they're looking at you, mocking. Let's see if God even likes them. They say mockingly. That person they claim to be a child of God, they say mockingly. When the world attacks, they attack the simplicity of our trust in God. They attack the reality of God helping us because they don't believe it. They don't think it can be done. They attack the idea that God even likes us, and they attack us because we claim to be children of God. And they do it mockingly. So if you're ever in a situation where you feel that people around you are mocking you because you trust in God, they're mocking you because you're waiting for God's rescue and they're laughing about it, that they wonder if God would even like you if to them God was real, and that you claim to be a child of God and they laugh at you and they're mocking you because of it, when that takes place in your life, you know who went through that with you and for you? Jesus. Jesus went through that with you and for you. He trusted in God. They mocked him. He waited for God's rescue. They mocked him. Does God even like him? They asked mockingly. He claims to be a child of God, the son of God, they said mockingly. When people mock you, just remember who you identify with. You identify with Jesus Christ, the son of God. Ain't nothing wrong with that, my friends. That's the way to do it. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience, and I'm your host, David Spoon, right here on KPRZ, 1210 a.m. in San Diego. When we come back, the story of the day.
Tell a friend about the David Spoon Experience. KPRZ, 1210 a.m. KPRZ.
Build a future worth managing and earn your Bachelor of Business Administration from National University. Classes available online or at their South Bay campus. Learn more at nu.edu.
If you have a car you'd like to sell and you want to get a fair price for it, call Provident Auto Sales. Provident Auto Sales can save you the hassles of having to negotiate with strangers. The choice is yours. Have strangers come to your door or make one simple phone call to Ryan and Tom. And to buy a quality car without losing money on new car depreciation, come to Provident Auto Sales, where each car comes with a warranty. Each car is carefully serviced before they hand you the keys. At Provident Auto Sales, Tom, Ryan, and the team still believe in the golden rule. They do things right and stand behind what they sell. Check their inventory at providentauto.com. If you don't find the car you want, call Providence Car Buying Service. If you're a first-time car buyer, have poor credit or great credit, Provident Auto Sales' great relationships with lenders can save you money. They even have their own in-house finance company. Provident Auto Sales. Guaranteed quality. Not fancy, just fantastic. Call 760-295-4000. providentauto.com.
What can one person do? One person can potentially reach hundreds of illiterate people in India and change their lives forever with the good news of Jesus Christ through a talking Bible, an audio Bible in their own language. One person listening right now can give a talking Bible and help an evangelist reach a fishing village where they've never heard of Jesus, and he'll play God's word to the people there, resulting in hundreds who accept Jesus as their Lord and Savior. By being that one person who picks up the phone right now, you can literally change lives for eternity. The new and improved Talking Bible can be donated for just $35. Please call Talking Bibles with your one-time gift of $35 at 760-745-8105. That's 760-745-8105, or online at kprz.com. This work cannot be accomplished without your help. We need just one person to call right now. Is that one person you? Call 760-745-8105.
Hi, Mark Larson for my friends at Aramco Financial. You've heard me talk with Mehran Aram about all the new regulations coming from government. Some hit on October 1st, and there are others looming for the 1st of January. This is all in the area of reverse mortgages. Now, the reverse mortgage program is alive and well and still there for your opportunity. You really ought to check it out. If you and your spouse are 62 or older and you own your home, don't miss the opportunity. And certainly talk to Aramco, talk to Mehran and his team before some additional government red tape is there in January. Call this number, 866-600-1130 for Aramco Financial. Ask about a reverse mortgage workshop. There's another one coming up. Ask about a one-to-one session. But the bottom line is don't wait. It could cost you money by waiting. Find out about the opportunities now. 866-600-1130 or aramco.biz. Purchase, refinance, reverse. That's the Aramco Group. Trust with confidence. Trust Aramco.
DRE number 01853626, NMLS number 277316.
You're listening to the David Spoon Experience on K-Praise, 1210 AM, KPRZ.
That's so good. Local, national, and heavenly talk. I'm your host, David Spoon. Thank you for joining us here at KPRZ, 1210 AM in San Diego, California. Ladies and gentlemen, look outside. The weather is spectacular. Beautiful weather today. Traffic is okie-dokie. And as bad as it seems, and even though the bill is $1,300 more than you have, there's still life ahead of you. There's still eternity ahead of you, and all of life does not exist there. Although often many of us think all of life exists in our circumstance, that would be incorrect. You can reach out to the show, send an email to davidspoon at kprz.com if you want to. That's all I got to tell you on that one, because I've got the marvelous story. The marvelous story. Here
apparently
it is.
The story of the day.
Yeah.
Of the
week, two stories in a row, both on the same subject. You got to love it because I'm not giving you a lot of choice. Here it is. The documents are out, and the anti-redskin Indian leader is not a legitimate member of his tribe. There you go. But that's not the big story. Here you go. The guy that's beating the drum against the redskin name because it offends the tribe is not even a member of the tribe. Okay? You know, because there's no political correctness, manipulation, or headline grabbing here. It's all real, genuine concern for the tribe.
So the guy doesn't even belong to.
The tribe he does belong to is the Dopey tribe.
Football helmets with big ears?
No. The guy's Indian tribe. This guy, because he's lying, he belongs to the Dopeys.
I know. You better not have a football team with big ears.
Yeah. That's not the big story. This, my friend, is the big story of the day. I waited just to share this with you because I know how much you'd appreciate it. Ladies and gentlemen, everybody has to weigh in on the controversy of the Redskins. Everybody, including our own personal favorite, PETA, has weighed in on the Washington Redskins scandal. I get the scandal is they want them to change the name. The reality is, if they do, the Snyder guy, he'd be as non-manly as the Republicans are about to be. That's all. That's how I'm going to say it that way. PETA, though, has the answer. PETA says, ladies and gentlemen, here, this is really legitimate because they think they need to be in the news. PETA has said, do not change the name Washington Redskins. You ready? Are you sure? You want to take a deep breath before
hang
I tell you this? Okay. They say, keep the name, change the mascot to a potato. Wait, hold on. List you think I jest. PETA says, keep Washington Redskins, but make the logo a red potato. And that way it's Washington Redskins and it's a potato. Because there's nothing more fierce or overwhelming than a defensive group named Spuds. I'm sorry. Ladies and gentlemen, the Washington Redskins with a little sour cream and Tabasco sauce.
David, you got to save that for the 1 year anniversary. That was great.
Keep the name, change the mascot, go from powerful warrior to potato. Why? Because we're PETA. We're useless and we have to say something sometimes. That's why. But keep the name, change the mascot to a potato. I don't know. I
really got nothing on this.
Yeah, I'm trying to think if Idaho, if they have mascots that are potatoes. That's what I'm trying to think right now. Like the Idaho Potato Heads, or is there
just picture like a picture of a spud with these angry eyes, like arr.
You know what the problem with that mascot change is?
What?
All the people's their nickname's going to be Chip. Chip, come on, ladies and gentlemen, I'm past time.
They'd be one layer closer to a 7-layer dip.
Yeah. Well, that's, you know, they'd get mashed like a potato. Mashed potato. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience, and I'm your host, David Spoon, right here on KPRZ, 1210 a.m. in San Diego. I'm thinking I want some steak and potatoes. Thank you, PETA. We'll be back in 22 hours doing it all again. See you then.
For the month.